Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Quick update with a comment on voidable and void years and contracts. When you hear that, I'll just read a quote from a Nick Underhill. He is a reporter for, he reports on the Saints. He is at the website neworleans.football. I think he used to be with their paper down there. Might have been with the Athletic at a time too. But he's basically like one of the primary, the lead Saints reporter. So one of the things that he said, there's a tweet here from him, and it says, Jameis Winston's deal contains two voidable years to help lower cap hit per source. $1 million base guarantee salary, $4.5 million signing bonus. Incentives are based upon playing time, wins, playoff wins, yards, touchdowns, completion percentage, and passer rating. So instead of reading void or voidable years, just read it as salary cap gimmick years, right? So whenever you hear void or voidable, just insert salary cap gimmick into the sentence. All right, so let me reread it to you and it'll make a little bit more sense. Jameis Winston's deal contains two salary cap gimmick years to help lower his cap hit per source. $1 million base salary, $4.5 million signing bonus. Incentives are based upon playing time, wins, playoff wins, yards, touchdowns, completion percentage, and passer rating. So when you listen to that, right, it is not two voidable years. It is two salary cap gimmick years. How does that work? Well, what happens is the signing bonus is prorated over the years of the contract. So what that means is for every, you know, for all the dollars, you just take the money, you divide it by how many every years are in the contract, and each year gets that many, gets that amount of money as being part of the cap hit. So this year, his base salary is $1 million. So that'll be part of the cap hit for this year. But when you look at his signing bonus over the next, when you look at his signing bonus, it's $4.5 million. There's two voidable years in there. So that's three years, which you get to divide the signing bonus over. So 4.5 divided by three, that's 1.5. So that reduces a salary cap hit this year of what would be $5.5 million. It reduces it to $2.5 million, right? Because you take the $1 million salary and the $1.5 million signing bonus that is allocated this year of the contract, and you add those two things up, it's $2.5 million. Instead of it being, I think it was reported like 12 or something like that. There's incentives and sort of the way those structured, that factors into it too. But I'm just using sort of the simple number on this. It's a more complicated formula to that. But this helps you understand what all of that means. Because it is important when you look at these contracts and think about these contracts. That is a, it's a gimmick, right? Brady did this. So when you actually look at Brady's, and I can actually post a link to this, or I'll post it as a picture to the podcast. Brady's is a really good example of it. So when you look at his contract, you know, he just did this restructure. Oh, he did this. He's this great philanthropist and he just given all this money. Oh, he's such a great team guy. All these things, like he added fake years to his contract. Is essentially what he did. So what happens is he signs essentially a five-year contract that has 2 years of salary in it, okay? So it has salary for the 2021 and the 2022 season. So in 2021, his base salary is just over $1 million. And in 2022, his base salary is just short of $9 million. He signed essentially his base salary over the next 2 years. It's $10 million over 2 years. Okay. That contract has in it a $40 million signing bonus. Okay. So the signing bonus is money that he's going to get up front, his signing bonus money. Maybe it's structured as a roster bonus in this case or something like that. I don't think it is. I think it's a pure signing bonus. And so that it is on its face a two-year $50 million contract. However, it is actually, in reality, it is a two-year $10 million contract with a $40 million signing bonus that is spread over the salary cap of 5 years. So when you look at his actual contract, what you'll see is 2021, base salary just over $1 million, prorated bonus, right? That is that $40 million spread over 5 years. You divide that out, 40 divided by 5 is $8 million. So it is $8 million prorated bonus this year. His cap number, $9.9 million. Okay, that is how you get a $9 million cap hit off a $50 million contract. The base salary in 2022, $8.9 million, just over $8.9 million, a prorated bonus of $8 million. His cap number, just short of $17 million. Again, it is a two-year contract. It is $50 million total. That is the cash that he is going to get. In the first 2 years of the contract, the only 2 years that he's actually being paid money, half of that number is on the cap, just over half of it. So $26 million is on the cap. Of that $50 million that he's being paid over the next 2 years, $50 million, $26 million of it is on the cap. The other $24 million is spread out over 3 years that don't exist. It is spread over 3 years that he is not under contract with the team. So he will not be being paid money. But the cap, you'll see a dead cap hit in those years. It'll be, it'll actually be $24 million in 2023. It'll be $16 million in 2024. And it'll be $8 million in 2025. That's how you sort of get those numbers. That's how you get a $50 million contract over 2 years to only count for $9 million this year. So when you hear void or voidable years, just read in that sentence, salary cap gimmick. Okay. That is the way to think about these things. It is not to say that that is bad. This is robbing Peter today to pay Paul, right? Or robbing Peter, who's the future kid, I guess, in this analogy, to pay the future, right? This is taking your savings account for your kid in terms of thinking about money down the line, right? Taking your savings account, your child's savings account for his college fund or her college fund that is not going to college for a few years. It is borrowing money from that to pay for the kid that's in college right now. That is all you're doing. Okay. And that is all, it's a salary cap gimmick because it's not any different in terms of Tom Brady is no philanthropist. He signed a two-year $50 million contract and he saw 40 of it at the time that he signed. Okay. It's all a salary cap gimmick that they're worried about 2025's cap hit when 2025 rolls around. Because if they can cash another championship, they'll worry about the down years and the down years. And the salary cap's going to go up, and that number won't be quite as harmful in the future. So they probably, in this, think that Brady's going to play more years anyway. So that's probably part of it. But yeah, so that's really that is the deal. So when you hear void or voidable years, think salary cap gimmick. I'll include a picture. Thanks to Over the Cap for having this really good breakdown. I'll include a picture of this, and you can see what I'm talking about here with the Brady thing and with the void years, and you'll see like in 2023 the base salary void, right? So that the base salary of this $10 million all in the first 2 years, the signing bonus $40 million, and it's spread out over 5 years because they added three void years in there. I think, don't quote me on this, I believe that the max void years that you can put on something is three. And I remember this from, I think it was the Eagles did this at some point. You're basically, I believe it's something to that effect that it can only be like a five years of contract or proration of a bonus when it's 2 years of a deal. Like I think it's only 3 years. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that's how that mechanism works. So, but for the important part, again, you hear. I'll just say it again, just because I think it's important. You hear void or voidable years, just read that sentence as saying, where it says void or voidable, read it as salary cap gimmick years, because they don't exist on the actual when the person's getting the money. All right, well, that'll do it for – and so just to play this forward again, like the Jameis Winston thing, so just to apply this, the Jameis Winston contract has 1 year, and it is – but two voidable years. So – and Breeze had this too, right? Breeze – they did some of the stuff with Breeze. That's why his cap number is so huge. Jameis Winston, one-year deal. I think it's, you know, reported at like $12 million, but it actually looks like it's like $5.5 million. Okay. Spread out, you spread four and a half of that over 3 years with the two void years added. And then you have a low cap number this year. He plays out 2021. In 2022, he's a free agent. Okay. He is a free agent. That's similar to how the Taysom Hill's contract is structured in a little bit different way. So just, you know, just mind that it's structured similarly, but with different numbers. And that's kind of the same thing that they were getting at. So when you read void or voidable years, salary cap gimmick, they don't actually exist. So you read the Nick Underhill tweet to say 1 year with two salary cap gimmick years to spread the salary cap bonus. That's how you read it. All right. That'll do it for this episode. Till next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.